You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
And here is our song. Hey everyone, we are back here in the AfterBuzz studios doing another after show for Basketball Wives LA. It is finally back on the air with season 3. This is episode number 2. We weren't here last week, but we're going to get right into the first week. If you're just watching for the first time or listening to us, my name is Rebecca Prince and I'm joined by two very lovely ladies.
Hello, I'm your host, Spicy Mari, and beside me is
Brooker.
Well, welcome, Brooke. I know this is your first time to the AfterBuzz studio, yes. But she is a huge Basketball Wives fan, so it was a perfect fit for us. All right, well, let's get right into it. You know, it's back for season number 3, Basketball Wives LA. Some of the usual suspects are back, but there's a ton of new girls that we're seeing.
A ton. You're going to have to do like a name roll call or something.
Okay. Roll call. Sunday Carter.
Okay.
British. I didn't catch her last name, but she is the...
Chunks.
She's the girl who Drea refers to as the chubby one,
okay.
And her...
Sunday is chubby. Okay.
No. Not Sunday. Oh. British is the chubby
British
one.
British is the chubby one.
According
Sunday
to Drea.
Sunday Carter is the other one.
She's the one with the daughter problems.
Okay. Got it.
British is engaged to a Turkish basketball player, so he's not in the NBA. We're not familiar with him, but he's still getting those overseas checks. Then we have Brandy, who is a basketball wife for one of the players in Orlando. And if you're catching up on her story, she's a new wife in LA to do IVF treatment. She had cancer. Now she wants to have a second baby, so that's what brings them to Los Angeles. And then there's someone who didn't exactly make the cut in terms of the show open. She doesn't have a name, title, or anything. But we're seeing her on the first two episodes consistently, and her name is Arian. She has that sort of...
Skunk tail
going on. And she is the baby mom of Deshaun Stevenson. So she's already causing some waves, and it's definitely an interesting new group of girls.
Why didn't she make the show credit?
I don't know. You know, sometimes like they have like not official wives and then they have like the friends who they don't really get the starring role, but they still get, you know, like residual checks. Like you can come on for so long and
right.
I don't know.
No, they need to give her a regular role because everything she does pisses me off.
I know you are not a fan from the bat. Once you saw the skunky do.
Yeah, it's everything. It's hair, the face, the attitude. I can't.
Well, talking, I mean, basically piggybacking off of what Brooke said, she does have an attitude, and she sort of started this on the first week, on the first episode, this huge fight that started between everyone because she started coming at Drea about her relationship with her baby daddy, and she didn't like that Drea was dating him, even though it was 7 years ago.
I mean, what does she want Drea to say? That it was just like sex? Because I feel like that's what she just wants. She wants Drea to come out, say it's just sex, as opposed to dating. She feels like that's maybe too much of a formal word. And was it during the time that her and her children's father were together? Because
I'm guessing
the
yes.
fact that she, okay, because she just needs to be direct and straight up and just ask, you know. But at the end of the day, it's in her past. So the fact that she's still trying to revisit this, and that it's complicated, her relationship with her baby daddy.
He's engaged, too.
Yeah. So
she makes in the innuendos that they're still hooking up.
Right. Yeah. But we know what it's complicated means. You're hitting that, pretty much.
I mean, they were together, I guess, for 8 years. They have two kids together. But, I mean, unfortunately, having kids these days with people doesn't really mean anything. Cause
what was she thinking? He's in the NBA.
They have no problem spreading their seeds. So.
Yeah. Well, not even that. If he's engaged to somebody else now, obviously he's not in love with her. Or he's in love with somebody else.
Yeah.
So she needs to let it go.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. You know, I agree. And I think Drea had every point to kind of get pissed off and not want to talk about it because it is. I mean, this was someone that she was dealing with now or they were in a relationship now. Maybe she could question her, but she really has no, they're not together. Who cares?
And Drea brought, she brought up a point that she's in a relationship now. So it's like makes, you know, the, maybe the integrity of, you know, it's just, it's disrespectful because she is in a current relationship. And so for her to be talking about somebody that she used to sleep with, that the other girl used to sleep with, I mean, it's just not...
It's like arguing for someone that's not her man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. But it seems like these new girls really, I mean, Drea's their target because last week also, once that conversation got started, British, the chubby one, as Drea calls her, basically straight up came up and asked her if she was a hoe. And if that's your first time meeting somebody, regardless of what you've heard about them, it does seem like a loaded first question to ask or a question that maybe you'll get your ass beat because of it. I don't know.
Well, she feels like because she didn't call her a hoe, she just asked if she was a hoe, that that makes it okay. But she was implying that she was a hoe. So there is some disrespect behind that. But also, when you ask someone if they're a hoe, nobody wants to feel as if they're a hoe. So they're not going to come straight out and say that they're a hoe, whether they are or one not. So she was just trying to stir up some drama.
Yeah, she definitely was. She did a good job because then from there it spread like wildfire. It was like, well, let's address everything that's been on social media. And that's when Brandy started questioning Sunday Carter about her daughter's Twitter picture. That was
well, I looked for
there.
It. I can't even find it. What was it? Her daughter's face next to a...
Next to a dick. So
I can't say the word a penis.
A penis. Yeah, and, you know, basically, what the story was is they were saying that Sunday, the mother actually sent the photo on social media because she kind of wanted to embarrass her daughter because her daughter had slammed her online. But then Sunday's like, I would never do that. Why would I want to hurt my daughter? Either way, if the daughter tweeted out a picture of her maybe finishing or starting oral sex, I don't know. I mean, we see a lot of that on the internet these days. It's not that shocking.
But who comes out and asks that even if that was, you know, something that she was curious about? I just feel like those aren't the initial topics that you start off with when you're getting to know someone.
Yeah.
And that's just, sex is a very private matter. And unless you're just completely open and vulgar like we are, then you don't go there with someone. You kind of feel them out first. Like, talk about family and work before you get on the topic of whose, you know, dick was in your daughter's face and if you're a hoe. Just certain things you stay away from.
They're just trying to outdo each other.
Yeah.
Who could stay on the show longer and get their name on the credit?
I agree. It's only the first episode, but they, like, have come out swinging. They obviously knew... You know, the Govan sisters are gone. You know, some of the other people are gone from last year. They need to bring it up a notch because Drea seems like, you know, she was talking today. She's a new Drea. They're, you know, she wears panties now and she has a boyfriend, which longer are all, skirts. You know, those are big deals. So Drea's obviously not trying to, like, get involved in the craziness. Malaysia never really seems to want to get involved. And Jackie always seems to find herself right smack into it. So I think she found a good group with this new cast of ladies.
Well, it looked like Malaysia was defending Drea a little bit when she was saying, you know, when she was addressing the other women at that little meet and greet. I don't know, there was about 5 meet and greets this episode. So at one of the meet and greets, she was defending Drea. And so, you know, Malaysia tries to stop, you know, stay out of the drama, but she was getting a little snappy too.
Yeah, well, her and Drea, I think, are actually genuinely friends. So, of course, she's going to have her back. But I wonder when the whole thing is, because, you know, when we saw Sunday and Jackie talking at the beginning of the show, Sunday was trying to throw some shade at Drea too and basically blowing up her past as a stripper, saying that she met her crawling on all fours. And
I mean, I don't think she was, like, shitting on her, though. I think that she said it as tastefully as she could say it with telling the truth.
I think she did, too, but
I agree with that. It was tasteful.
But I kind of think she was throwing shade. Like, because I think she has a problem with Drea. I don't know if it's because she's younger than her, she's hotter than her, but I think that she's just kind of like, oh, well, you know, Drea's a stripper, and this is how I met her. Yeah. Especially because Drea has kind of gone out of her way to deny that, even though she did, like, in past seasons, like, pole dancing classes and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, everyone can Google and see what's on the internet.
Of course. But it wouldn't be shade if she told the truth.
True.
So was she a stripper?
Drea was a stripper.
Okay, so it's confirmed that she was, And so in that case, then Sunday was just speaking the truth. And like
yeah.
you said,
yeah.
and it wasn't like she was calling her a nasty whore or anything like that. All she was just saying was, I've met her before when I was handing her tip money. So it wasn't derogatory.
She introduced herself as Miami.
Yes. Miami.
A little shame.
Miami and Philly.
She was speaking the truth, though. She was not speaking. She was speaking pure facts about her having, you know, previous encounter with Drea.
Yeah.
And so it's not as if she was treating Drea a certain way. Although I do think that she put that out there because women feel a certain type of way about strippers and prostitutes. They feel like they're all lumped up in the same category and that they don't have self-respect. And so therefore, women don't respect them and their careers. But she did clarify by saying, I don't knock her hustle. Like, if you know, however you need to get money, get money. So she did kind of put that out there so that it wouldn't seem as if she was throwing shade.
Because also, I don't think Sunday's, like, background really...
squeaky clean either,
exactly.
probably.
I think she was, like, a video chick who was in a couple, like, urban films. And now she's got two kids out here running crazy in the streets of L.A., posting pictures with their dicks.
And tattoos on their neck.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst tattoo ever.
Because can we talk about, I mean, she brings her two kids on, you know, the show. They're sitting there talking about what a good mom she's trying to be. And all I see is this big ass tattoo on her son's neck. Where were you, good mom, when that was happening? God.
You can't stop your kids from getting tattoos, but I don't know if they're as close as she thinks that they are.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is if my kid comes home with that, I'm whooping their ass and I'm kicking them out.
Well, you saw she was trying to, like, recap what the process she went through when she brought her daughter back home just to kind of, like, I think, validate herself, like, make herself feel as if she's a better mom than what she really is. But if you took those kids and you put them to the side, they might have a different story.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting because when she talks, I mean, and I'm not saying she is stupid, but she sounds really stupid to me. Like, if I were her kids, I probably couldn't take her seriously. She doesn't sound authoritative. She sounds like she's questioning. She's like, you know, like, I'm trying. Like,
I want to be a cool mom, but you're not making it easy for me. Yeah.
That's like a never a conversation I had with my mom.
No.
My mom was like, do this and do that, otherwise you're out.
Right, yeah. You respected her.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. And then, you know, Jackie's still trying to get all these ladies to kind of come together and bond because she's throwing this event to benefit, you know, the gay and lesbian community, which this is the second event that she's done for that. And, you know, Drea asked last week, what is up with you?
Right.
And
what's
gay and
obsession?
Lesbian stuff. And it does seem weird. Not because she wants to support them, but it just doesn't seem genuine. You know, like, it seems like Jackie just wants to force reason to, like, have people come to an event and, you know, of course these girls are going to fight.
She's using it as an excuse.
Yeah.
She just wants to party, and she's trying to make it in the name of a service to a specific community.
Because I think
I think it's a cover.
You think
she's a lesbian?
Or you think her husband is gay?
Maybe both.
Dang, I don't think it's a cover. I think Jackie just is looking for something to do with everybody, and she's using this as an excuse. Like, I think she's trying to seem, like, altruistic and, you know, I just don't think that she is as selfless as she's trying to make it seem.
Yeah, everything seems pretty calculated with Jackie, as we've learned from watching the last
couple
seasons.
But she really didn't get into any drama this episode. We kind of just saw her, like, you know, chill. She was laying back.
She organized
the
drama.
Yeah, she brought all these new chickens to the table, and she's letting them go crazy.
Now, how did these girls get to be on the show? Did they come at Jackie and say, hey, we want to get some of your girlfriends to be on Basketball Wives, or are these, like, once again, not authentic real friends that are just pretending to be friends?
I think they're not authentic real friends, and, you know, they need new blood, and there's a limited, you know, pool, I think, of real Basketball Wives that want to participate on this show.
There's only three on the show, really.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's always...
That are married.
Yeah.
Are you including the turkey girl?
Yeah.
Turkey
but
wife.
She's not even married yet. They're just engaged.
Oh, well, there's two.
Oh.
There's two Basketball Wives in the Basketball Wives show.
Yeah. I mean, that's always kind of how it goes. Drea's boyfriend plays football, but she's, you know, been on the show because, I guess, of her past association. But I don't care. I like Drea. She's the one thing about the show that actually makes me want to watch it, because even now that she's not starting mess, just some of the comments she says are hilarious.
I definitely feel like she's being more silly and she's more confident this episode.
Yeah.
Before, it felt like she was more defensive. And I think this time she's more just like nonchalant. I don't care about what y'all are saying. And she's just addressing it. Like she's being more forthcoming.
Yeah. She's opening herself up. I'm curious to see what's going to happen because of, you know, we'll talk about that later, the preview later. But it was crazy. The other thing that sort of happened on this week's episode was they orchestrated this Turkish tea party, which ended up being a bigger deal than you kind of thought because... One, no one really knows what a Turkish tea party is.
It was a weak-ass Turkish tea party, though. Woo.
They didn't even have tea.
I've been to Turkey. And that was they didn't even have tea. That was a horrible tea party.
What was it, brandy or something in there?
Well, they had a bunch of liquor, which obviously you don't need to give these girls a whole lot of drinks in order for them to start acting a fool.
It's like they're drinking on the way.
But if you, you know, I agree. If you, like, she requested that everybody dress in, you know, Mediterranean garb. Gear, which
nobody's Googling then.
No.
Right.
Everyone sort of had a hard time coming up with a Mediterranean costume. Most of the girls looked like they were going to like an Arabian Moroccan themed event as opposed to
on Halloween.
Yeah. I don't believe that these girls actually came up with those outfits. Like, I don't think that they pulled those from their closets or even bought those. I want to almost say that those were put in their hands, like, here, you guys wear this. Because there was nothing tasteful or even trendy or just cute about anything anybody had on.
Well, okay. I'm going to say Drea looked hot. Her body was amazing. She had no clothes on. She was just in gold, whatever.
No, but Drea looks hot, but her outfit still was not – I wouldn't feel like, oh, that is definitely the look.
No, I agree. but at least she looked hot and she fit in her outfit well. Because then you did have British, who – I'm not saying that she's chubby. I think, you know, that was like a mean little catty comment. But the girl is literally wearing a bra top, a bustier, as Selena used to call it.
And
so she's wearing a bustier, and then she has on like this sash around her waist with leggings on.
You keep calling them Spanx. Are you for sure they were Spanx?
You guys, she wouldn't have had leggings on if they weren't Spanx.
So she has Spanx on. Her outfit was a hot mess. Then you have Malaysia did look like a hooker. She did.
It's because of those pantyhose. If Malaysia didn't have those pantyhose and she had just chose different bottoms, then I think that it would have been a little bit more tasteful. It would have been, because the little thing on her head, all that, like, it looked like costumey. Yeah. It looked like, okay, Malaysia, you're trying. But when you look at the bottom half, it just looks like, let Joan Rivers get on that outfit because she would trash it completely.
I just can't get past the side fat.
I know.
I'm not the skinniest girl in the world either, like, but I know what to wear and what not to wear and what not to crinkle and what not to, and like, what to crinkle.
No, and I mean, I agree. There is something about, you know, all of these ladies are wearing things that are probably like three sizes too small, and none of them have bad shapes, but when you wear things that are too tight, yeah, that's when things start folding over and popping out. If you dress appropriately for your body, you would look good, but some of these ladies are having problems with that.
I'm just confused because I feel like all of them can, so they say, afford a stylist. And so I don't think any stylist would have certified that outfit before they came out the house by any means. No. So that's the only reason why I feel like it's a little trickery going on as far as the wardrobe's concerned.
Well, they all should have taken off their clothes and then hung them as decorations and then, at least jazzed up this, like, Turkish tea party.
Who wore the spring dress? The skunk girl?
Yes, that was Arian.
Arian, okay.
She obviously missed the mark on that one.
I feel like that was tea party appropriate, just not Mediterranean themed.
Yeah.
She looked like she was going somewhere else.
Do you think she thought it was Mediterranean, though, because it had flowers all over it?
I don't think that she did. I think she was just kind of like, I don't care. I think this dress is cute and tea party appropriate.
I mean, I think the whole theme thing was a miss. Mediterranean is kind of a weird description to give somebody of, you know.
You know what? She should have outfitted the room better.
I agree.
She spent like $10 on everything between the alcohol and the baklava.
And then she rented the place as she was...
No. She didn't rent the place. But what the girl was saying was, you know, then, of course, the second fight erupts at this Turkish tea party because things need to be addressed over and over and over and over again on the show. So, you know, when they go to clear the air, it turns into another whole big scenario. And, you know, they're fighting about nothing, and she's yelling at her to get out of her house, and the girl's like, you rent this place, which she does.
Yeah.
Does she own her own place? I want to know.
Probably in Orlando. Probably not in L.A. Property's much cheaper in Orlando.
But she physically, in her name, save enough money to buy a place on her own.
Brooke, I can't tell you that. I'd have to look. I would have to look up the deed. I'm guessing no.
Deed stories next week.
More than likely,
but
no.
Listen,
but that was a low blow. Her trying to
stupid.
You but listen, rent this place. She's trying to bust her out.
At least she's a real wife with not a husband.
Yet. Engaged.
No. The girl who owns the real place, who was throwing shade, she's a real wife, Brandy.
Yes.
Real wife, has a kid, has a husband who's actually on the show that we've seen. Most of these guys are mythical creatures. We've actually seen two husbands this season, and that's a lot.
Yes. And she overcame
Brandy's
cancer.
Brandy's a real wife.
Brandy's a real wife, Malaysia's a real wife, and Jackie's a real wife.
Okay, those are the only real wives.
Yeah, and actually we've seen three husbands on the show because Doug was on last week with Jackie. Gennaro Pargo, who's Malaysia's husband, was at the beach the first week. And then her husband, you know, they're at the baby doctor place doing all that kind of stuff. So,
And let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
So she's going to get artificially inseminated if need be?
I think so. So what had happened, from my understanding of last week, is her and her husband were married. She got ovarian cancer. She lost all of her hair, went through chemo. She's kicked the disease. You know, she's kicked cancer for now. She's cancer-free. But then because of everything, it's obviously decreased her chances of having a baby. And I think they used IVF to have their first child 2 years ago. So now they're just coming to try and have a second one. But as she's gotten older, I guess, you know, the chances are even lower. So
how long ago did she have the cancer?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, regardless, it looks like
she's young, obviously. I mean, she's probably 30s, mid-30s, mm-hmm. mid to, you know, early 30s, I would say. She just wears a lot of makeup, so she looks older.
Yeah, I mean, we can get to the makeup in a second, because I definitely wanted to talk about that. But it did look as if her husband was supportive of what she wanted. And, you know, he was into it. He was like, I want a little girl so I can spoil her. I mean, he was getting into it. And so I think the fact that he wants a family, even though he's not going to be there to create one, you kind of brought up the topic of why don't they adopt. I think that...
Well, I'm just always curious. I mean, I've found just in life in general, people always want to have their own kids. And I get it. I was just saying when we were watching the show that, you know, for some reason they're not able to have, you know, their own baby this time because, you know, whatever we saw in the sonogram, you know, there's not enough tissue or whatever. I don't know. I'm curious if adoption would be on the table because there's so many little kids out there that, you know, need good homes and good parents. And I don't think that because a kid is adopted that you love them any less. I mean, obviously, it didn't come from you, and I don't have any kids, so I can't say from experience. But, you know, I love my dog like it's my own. And
as if you...
I mean, obviously I did not do that. So yeah. You know what I mean? It's like if you can love something like that, why would you not be able to love another innocent, cute little baby from somewhere else?
Well, I just... So I don't know why they haven't, you know, why they wouldn't choose to do that. But I think that to counter that is that people want to look at the child and see a reflection of them. They want to carry on their bloodline. And so I think that's what, you know, I think it's more a genetic thing.
Listen, I get it. I mean, I get it. I just hope that if it doesn't work out for them, that maybe, you know, and they still want their perfect little complete family, that they would look into that option. That was all.
Well, he's definitely going to what? Save his semen for her. So if well, that
they have
option
to test
doesn't
his
work
semen
out,
and make sure that he's working properly too. I don't know. The guys always seem so uncomfortable. I mean, I think guys in any situation like that would be uncomfortable, but he just seemed like, you know, he's so quiet and uncomfortable as they're sitting there talking to the doctor. It's always just, it's funny what the things that men can talk about and the things that they're not like super comfortable like talking about or opening up about.
But if he was with the guys, he would have been like super open, I feel like.
Yeah.
When you're with, I think it's just, it was more uncomfortable that he was at the doctor's office. Yeah. But you brought up something earlier that I wanted to discuss, and I think that we should get a professional makeup artist in here to discuss these women's makeup. I feel like...
Mari thinks they look like clowns.
Some of them, I'm just like, dude, you guys, I get it. You have to wear makeup for camera, but it doesn't look like camera makeup. Like, it doesn't look like what you normally see naturally on screen. It looks like very, very thick. Each person looks like their makeup was done at the MAC counter.
Yeah, I mean, and I will say, because, you know, I host entertainment news all the time. I work with a lot of different makeup artists, and there are a lot of makeup artists that have, like, really, like, serious, like, highlighting and contouring techniques, and it does look really nice on camera when you're being photographed, and then you step outside the studio or you step outside filming, and you're kind of like, whoa, why is this all caked on? But, you know, these girls wear a lot of makeup. They do.
But, like,
Andrea, though, I have to say, because we share a makeup artist, she always likes less. She, like, always is, like, complaining to, or not complaining, but always saying to, like, our makeup artist, oh, I want it natural. I want it good. You know, I want it good and natural. She doesn't ever like it too over the top.
Yeah, she looks better natural,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Because makeup does look, it makes you look older.
Yeah.
And all these ladies look like 5 years have been added on by those thick painted on eyebrows, those heavy eyelashes, and what you call that thick ass concealing, contouring. Highlighting, yeah, contouring and all that. It's like too much. And all I was just saying was like, dang, what happened to when like natural was beautiful?
I don't know.
No. They have these memes on Instagram now where the girl is like one thing and then they have all the contouring in the picture next to her. Totally different.
I know is, guys,
unbelievably different.
You're getting duped. These bitches are not like Beyonce, and they did not wake up like this.
Right, but I get that. Okay, not everybody looks like Beyonce, but like get as close to natural as possible. Like when it's caked on, it's like you don't even recognize yourself in the mirror. Like just try to at least look at, you know, get as close to the natural face as possible. Because I get it, the lighting and like cameras and everything. Because we have to be on camera all the time, but. It's like way too much. Like everything looks drawn on. Like I can almost scrape it.
And when you take up one of those makeup remover wipes at the end of the day, you did. You've scraped it all.
Oh, God.
You were talking about like you were writing all physical stuff down while you were watching the show. What was some of the other stuff that was like
it was
really irking you?
The makeovers, the clothes, just the visual of the party. Like everything just seems so half-assed for some reason. It's just like, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Like, get it together.
Like, what do you mean? Like, low budget or just low effort?
Both.
And you know this is a VH1 show and they have a good budget. This is season 3.
Yeah. Like, Drea looks the best out of all of them and I feel like she's the only one that I follow on Instagram. And so has her own business and she's making it happen and she feel like she's the only one that actually puts the time in or says to her makeup artist, don't make me look like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Drea. She's fun. I do think it is Drea Mondays again. I agree with her on that. She's been making the rounds talking about the show and, you know, she's doing her thing. You can't be mad at her.
Yeah.
She's definitely flipped, like, her entire brand around to try to, you know, I mean, she's affiliated with, like, what, Ciroc now? She's doing her clothing line.
Ciroc, she has a deal with Rockaware Clothes. She has her own clothing brand, Fine Ass Girls. I mean, she's really making it work for her. And, you know, there's always throughout
swimsuits too, right?
Yeah, Mint Swim. Mm-hmm. Throughout the series of Basketball Wives, whether it was the original cast or now the LA chicks, there's always been, like, one girl who's really kind of made this work for her, you know, and there's been a lot of casualties along the way. Girls who have come on for one season, it's been bad, they've left, that was that. But, you know, like Evelyn Lozada, she's someone who's really taken, as crazy as she was on the show, you know, she was really used the platform to promote herself and get herself to a better place. And I kind of think with Basketball Wives LA, you know, Drea is doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I also think is, I mean, not funny, but it's interesting to see because, you know, Gloria Govan started off on the original Basketball Wives. Then she sort of started Basketball Wives LA, which is how this show came to fruition. Now she's not even on this show anymore. And her and Laura are supposed to be getting their own show, which I don't know. I don't know how well it'll do. I'm kind of curious to see because it seems like when she's had the different platforms and even when Basketball LA was kind of built around her, she's never really made it work for her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she got that webisode where she was like a ninja or something. But
I don't even know what that is.
I think when you, if you're not going to have like the crazy drama to carry your own show, I think that's when like family and friends come in. And I think if she has the right team with her that's on the show, because I haven't seen it yet, but I can kind of have an idea when it's going to be probably about family and, you know, being in these relationships with these basketball players.
Yeah.
I can see the dynamics of it being, you know, more about the work, the drama that happens, maybe groupies. I can see them carrying it because they are a beautiful ass family. I mean, mm-hmm. God, that's a good looking family.
Yeah, she has some cute brothers.
Yeah. I can see something coming from it. I'm just not sure about the storyline.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they've already worked that part out.
It'll be interesting to see. And I don't even know if it's going to be on VH1. I heard it might be on E. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
We'll have to wait and see what happens from that. But, I mean, there's definitely going to be a ton more drama going on this season of Basketball Wives, which, you know, we can talk about our predictions since we did see next week's preview.
Yes, those look good, too.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, on the preview, you know, we see Jackie's sort of estranged daughter, Shanti, come back into the picture and basically confide in her mom that she's seen Drea's boyfriend. So, I don't know how this is going to go because Jackie has never been a great deliverer of news, and, you know, Drea has always been, and now she's very, you can tell, protective of this relationship. So next week just really could explode into fireworks, and I'm hoping it's not true.
Well, it looks like they are getting engaged almost.
Well, that's what they wanted to say. Yeah. It was a box, but it wanted to be like diamond earrings.
It was probably like a Cartier love bracelet or something.
If I was her.
I feel like
it was a Cartier box, so maybe a love bracelet.
I feel like he's not going to propose to her like that, you know, on at the kitchen counter
in lingerie. Like, that's not a bad proposal.
I don't know. I don't think that it would be like that. I think that they would talk more about marriage probably before he were to do that. But yeah. I definitely don't think that Jackie's daughter is having anything go on with Drea's boyfriend. And she actually said that very confidently. She's like, no, he's not messing with my man. She's not. And I feel like, come on now. Jackie's daughter, like, that he knows messing with Jackie's daughter would get back to Drea. Like, there's no way that he, now, a text messaging, that's completely different than someone dating someone.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious to see how it all goes down because, one, it could be really, really, really bad, or it could just be some nonsense that Jackie's once again trying to sort of stir the pot with. But you never really know if her intentions are good or if her intentions are, like, waiting for some crazy thing to happen. So, I don't know. You guys at home, you should, of course, tweet us and let us know what you think. Or, of course, leave comments on the AfterBuzz site. And let us know if you think it's true that Jackie's daughter is seeing Drea's boyfriend or this is just some crazy mess concocted by the one and only Jackie Christie. We'll be back here next week. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca Prince TV. Where can they find you, Mari?
You can play with my Twitter and stroke my Instagram at spicy_Mari, SPICY_MARI.
And Brooke, tell everybody you got a lot going on. So where can we find you?
You can find me after you're done stroking Mari at Spit On Me Bitch.
What a good name. You also have a radio show, too. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I have a radio show. We're planning on some new things as well. I play all, like, new hip-hop music, talk shit, talk about people, anything.
So if that tickles your fancy, you can tune in there, too. And like I said, come back next week and see us. We'll be talking about Basketball Wives LA.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.